Our guest to begin is Nanette McCann. She's the principal at both Lee High and Baton Rouge Magnet High, where she has been for the last 16 years, 4 years at Lee. It is doing very well, and of course, it looks a bit different than for when you first arrived. And let's start there, Nanette. I know the renovations took some time, but it looks like it was worth the effort.
Good morning. Absolutely. We love our new school and everything that we have dreamed of since we returned. We wanted to be in the top AP school in the state and the nation, and that we've been working towards that since we returned in 2012.
And you were named an Advanced Placement School of Distinction. What does that mean?
So that means that we outperformed anyone in the state for the number of AP classes that students took, mm-hmm. and they scored higher than the scores. You have to, 3, 4, and 5 are the top scores on AP tests, and our students scored better than anyone in the state.
All right.
On those tests.
877-217-5757. Nanette McCann is full of enthusiasm, and for good reason. She's got quite a story to tell about both high schools, and Baton Rouge Magnet High School has been around since the 1890s, continues to thrive at 2825 Government Street, and Lee High. Most of us remember Lee High looking a bit different than it does right now on Lee Drive. Much has happened there in the last decade.
You know, it's been very exciting that we were able to, you know, the reason why Lee High School started was because Baton Rouge Magnet High School, we could not take everyone who applied. We'd have 1,000 applications and only take 500 students, and then 500 of the students couldn't come to Baton Rouge High. So the superintendent at the time said, well, what if we had a sister school that could take the rest of those students? So they asked me to take the school and develop a curriculum that would not be the same as Baton Rouge High, but a sister school. So I put a team together, and we mm-hmm. did that. We worked with LSU and Dr. Newbrander, and we created a dual enrollment school that focused on engineering, digital media, and biomedical studies. And we have finished the engineering. We didn't plan on this, but we just presented a pathway, Jumpstart certification pathway for pre-engineering that will go statewide that Bessie just approved, that I'm very proud of. And we've finished this summer, we finished our biomedical curriculum. We've also finished our digital media curriculum that we feel that may make another pathway that will be approved by Bessie. But Lee has established itself to be a statewide name because of our curriculum.
Now, at Baton Rouge High, and I suspect at Lee High as well, you've got a diverse student body. It's not just a bunch of white kids. It's diverse, and yet people of all nationalities, ethnic backgrounds, are doing very well. How do you pull that off in a state where the test scores, as we know, are not as high as they are on a national level?
You know, Jim, we don't believe in uniforms at either school, and that's because we believe in real-world applications. We want students to know how to dress to go to work. We want students to know how to act when they go to work. And, you know, we don't live in a bubble. We want students to just know how to live in a community, how live with your neighbor. Who's going to live next door mm-hmm. to you? And so our students get along. We don't have fights. We don't have disagreements. We want our students to learn how to get along. And so when you walk in our schools, you'll see all different colors, all different languages spoken. And so I'm very proud of how Baton Rouge High and Lee have turned out and will continue to thrive.
All right. A listener asked about the lack of football and basketball teams at Baton Rouge High. At one time, the school was known for its athletic prowess. In fact, it may be the only school in the country that has a pro football Hall of Famer in Jim Taylor and a basketball Hall of Famer in Bob Pettit, who are graduates. But you don't do that.
That's a great story. You know, back in the 70s, when they decided to make Baton Rouge High a magnet school, that's how they did it. They had to convince the school board, that they would not have football, basketball, and baseball. And they had to do that to say, we won't recruit from other schools. So that's not me. That was decided a long time ago.
40-some years ago, right?
Right, in the 70s. So, but when Lee came around, I said, you know what? We need to have girls' basketball and boys' basketball, because the kids at Lee, at Baton Rouge High, they miss that. So we did do that for Lee. So when our students come to Baton Rouge High, and we want to come to Baton Rouge High, but we really want to play basketball, well, go to Lee. You get the same experience for academics, but you can play sports.
You were named both National Principal of the Year, I believe, in 2010, and Louisiana Principal of the Year in another year. These are subjective awards, but when somebody from Baton Rouge gets a national award, it is significant. But what makes a good principal?
When I was a teacher at Capitol High School, I really wanted a principal who listened to me, mm-hmm. and who gave me everything I needed to teach. That's all a teacher wants. So as a principal, I do everything I can to make my teachers happy, because at the end of the day, I want my students to learn. And I think that's where it starts. And then I think it's my job to make a safe environment so that parents feel like they can send their students every day, their children every day to school and not worry. And I think it's my responsibility to keep a clean school. So all of those things that I do, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I've got, like this year, I've got to work on communication. That's my goal, to do a better job communicating with parents. Because technology, Baton Rouge High is still a little, we need to work on communication a little bit with our technology. But, you know, as a principal, I just think that maybe I've done a good job of having a rigorous program for our students in education and providing that.
Baton Rouge High has, what, about 1,550 students or so? Is that correct?
1,550.
What's the student-teacher ratio?
Well, we have about 35 students in every class, mm-hmm. 33 in every class, which is very large. But when you have high-performing students, it works. And it works for Baton Rouge High.
And another listener notes the stellar alumni at Baton Rouge High. Former governor, of course, Bobby Jindal, and former lieutenant governor, Jay Darden, both are Baton Rouge High graduates.
I have to tell you, we have a foundation at Baton Rouge High that supports us immensely. The financial support that we get from the Baton Rouge High Foundation has helped us to put the technology and our springboard program, the things that we do for advanced placement, the professional development that we do, the Lauren Ford and the foundation and what they've done for us has just been incredible.
And I know it has a musical heritage with Johnny Rivers, Jimmy Clanton.
And Jimmy Clanton came, and we had a concert with Jimmy Clanton.
His last concert,
his
right?
His last concert, and it was fantastic. Raised money for the radio station.
He talked about that right here, and Jimmy Clanton was a huge national and international star back in the 50s and 60s.
Yes, and he sang on the stage for the first time ever, even when he was growing up.
Wow. And Johnny Rivers, of course, has been back a few times
as
well.
Yes, he's been. All that went to the radio station.
Well, and since you mentioned it, you have two radio stations, one of the few high schools in America to have that distinction.
That's right. And now we are, you can go on the internet and listen to our radio stations.
So you're streaming.
We're streaming, yes.
That's a good thing. That's certainly the modern technology that most stations have at their disposal, and it's, of course, WBRH and KBRH, and it's a good facility. I hear a lot of kids getting some valuable experience.
Absolutely. We've even doubled our classes now. We have two Radio 1 classes, so the popularity is coming back for radio.
Lehigh. We had a listener who wanted to note some of the people at Lehigh who have been graduates. Lynn Whitfield, the fabulous actress, Leonard Smith, football player, Dan Clater, who's a state senator. Those are a few of them. Albert Richardson, all-time leading tackler for LSU.
And I wanted to mention that the 1961 and 62 class did make a great donation to the school, which is going to our Digital Media Academy. And they started a class ring collection. And so if any of the graduates are interested in donating their class rings, we're going to do an exhibit at the school with the class rings, but we already have two. So we're very excited about that. Gordon Ellis started that. So the donation for 1961 and 62, thanks so much for that. It's going to a great cause for the Digital Media Arts Academy.
Well, you're doing good work at both places, and public education, as we know, in Louisiana often is a whipping boy, and tomorrow we'll have the superintendent of education, John White, with us, and he says things have improved dramatically in his tenure over the last 6 years, but there still are some miles to travel. What are the biggest challenges right now in public education in this state?
I think that we are running out of leaders. The principals, I went to a principals meeting yesterday, and it seems like that we need more leaders. We need to mentor more leaders. It was interesting, Jim. Two of the principals at the principals meetings I taught in high school. I didn't even realize that, but we need to mentor. Now, I'm mentoring my assistant principals because at some point I will have to retire. This is 34 years. John and I hope to retire someday, but I'm mentoring a group. I can't do the job that I do alone. I have great assistant principals at Lee and at Baton Rouge High, but we have to continue to mentor assistant principals and teachers. Tex Turner mentored me. He died in December. I spoke at his funeral. If it were not for him, I would not be where I am. He mentored me for me to step up. Warren Drake was a principal with me at Tara. For 6 years, he mentored me. Harry Ingalls, Wayne Messina. I had people who made me who I am today. So I am giving back to those people, but we all have to do that. So we need to bring in more mentor, more teachers to be good principals.
Okay. A listener notes that Al Coffey, a great football player at LSU, track star, great track star, good football player. He's a Lehigh guy.
Eugene Daniels.
And Eugene Daniels.
Whose daughter is at Lee
played,
now.
Played 15 years in the NFL. Has been a guest right in the studio where you are right now. So, he's a good one. Played with the Colts. Now, your husband, John McCann, former head coach at McNeese State University, he's certainly a guy who knows athletics, and he coached with Coach O at one time.
He sure did. Mm-hmm. And he's excited to see Coach O being successful. So I feel like he's coaching right there with him.
877-217-5757 in our remaining time with Nanette McCann, and also talk at talklouisiana.org. A question from Tracy in Baton Rouge about the socioeconomic fabric of your school. We know it's a diverse school as far as race, but and you have, I presume, pretty much an equal number of boys and girls. But what about income? Is it mostly a high income, or do you have some diversity there as well?
It's really hard to answer that question because all of our students eat free for lunch and breakfast because of a grant. And I can tell you that because of the flood, a lot of people received more food stamps because of the disaster. So we don't have a really true reading on what our true socioeconomic status is. Mm-hmm. But this year, I think it is higher because of the flood. But I don't really, it's around 35% at each school.
35%?
Free and reduced lunch.
Meaning?
I mean, that's the only way I can tell you that.
I got you. I understand.
That's the only percentage I can refer to. But I think it's higher because of the flood. It seemed to go up after the disaster.
How were those schools affected by the flood?
neither, I mean, as far as the
physical
actual
plan.
Physical school, we
but
did not receive any. But the students.
And the teachers.
And the teachers, it was very hard. Very hard. We did not allow any extracurricular activities for 6 weeks, which, you know, of course, was really hard for the students. But mm-hmm. we did catch up, and we did very well.
The teachers in our state have a challenging environment. I would imagine at your schools it's a little different than it is in some others. But what are some of the biggest challenges that teachers face on a daily basis?
I think at most schools, it's student apathy. Mm-hmm. But I also believe that it's up to leaders of the school to get students excited about school. You know, Mr. Drake was just talking about that yesterday in our principal's meeting. Students have to be excited about coming to school. And teachers and principals have to make that happen. You know, if students, they want to come to school, they want to learn, that is our job. You have to make the classroom exciting.
Uh-huh. How do you do that?
And nowadays,
how do you make a classroom exciting?
Well, you have to bring technology in. Like students are used to having their iPhone, uh-huh. or adults are used to having their iPhones. You have to make learning fun. You have to bring technology in.
You have to have a little sizzle with the steak.
Absolutely.
When you say technology, what are you talking about?
It's just like having a large iPhone in your classroom, or telling the students, take out your phone. We're going to do some activities on your phone, or we have to bring what they enjoy into our world, which has been hard for me. You know, the older we are, the harder it is to learn, but that's okay. We have young teachers who know exactly how to do that.
Well, iPhones have been around for a decade, so in your career, which is 34 years, that's not a long time. But for kids you're teaching who are 16, that's most of their life.
That's right. So we have, the technology is phenomenal that we have in the classroom. But unfortunately, a lot of schools may not have that. But most of EBR schools do, and we know how to use it.
You say you don't have fights. And you don't have guards in every classroom either.
We don't even have a policeman full-time in either one of my schools. But we just have to, you have to explain to the students your expectations. And if you do that the first day of school, and we meet with all students the first 3 days of school, these are our expectations. Now, when I say we don't have fights. Uh-huh. We do have counseling sessions. if you know it's coming, if you see a disagreement, we're going to sit down with you. And I'm not going to say we're perfect. Uh-huh. I'm not going to say I've never had a fight. But that's our goal, not to have any.
When I was in high school, we had detention hall. Do you have anything like that?
We absolutely. We have the timeout room. The timeout room is where you go when you need a little time off to think about things.
Ben in Mid-City. Ben, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with Nanette McCann.
Good morning, y'all. Ms. McCann, I'm a big fan of your vision and your work. Thank you for everything you do. My question is regarding technology. That's how you say get the kids interested and so forth. We all know that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. How do you assess the critical thinking necessary to effectively use technology in today's world?
Well, that's an interesting question, because Baton Rouge High is a very traditional school, and we really did not have any technology when I first went to Baton Rouge High. And we've tried to add technology to our traditional teaching. This year, we'll be adding Chromebooks to our ninth grade classes, and we're going to add, that's, so when I'm telling you, when I'm talking to you about adding technology, we're going to add it and answer those questions that you just asked me. We believe in traditional teaching, so it's very hard for us to add technology without disturbing what we feel like because of our traditions.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Ben. Baton Rouge High in 2015, named a Blue Ribbon School by the U.S. Department of Education. In 2012, named Newsweek America on the list of America's best high school. 2011, number 122 by Newsweek in the country, and the third highest SAT score among the 500 schools surveyed by Newsweek. So this is a long tradition that you have. Most of it, most of these awards have happened in your tenure in the last 16 years, but going back all the way to the year of 1982, Red Book Magazine named Baton Rouge High one of the top 100 high schools in America. So this is a tradition that you're preserving, and I'm sure you feel responsible for that. You have an alumni group that I'm sure is demanding and expects nothing but the very best.
I think that you can always improve. Every year we work to improve what we're doing at Baton Rouge High. And we have a school on the horizon that's mm-hmm. coming. And I think that Baton Rouge High and Lee have to prepare for our new friend that's being built down the road.
Uh-huh.
And that's our main focus right now, is to be the very best we can be.
What is the difference, primary difference, between a magnet school and a traditional public high school?
Baton Rouge Magnet is a traditional, other than the sports, it is a very comprehensive high school. All we do is it's just the rigor of the courses. It's a much rigorous course. The coursework is a lot more rigorous, and we have higher expectations of all students. Where a regular public high school may know that some students are not going to do well, we have expectations for every student.
It's an expectation that I'm sure they're aware of when they go to Baton Rouge High. And at other schools, as we know, some of these kids they don't have the parental involvement. Maybe they're living below the poverty line. When that's the case, it makes a huge difference, doesn't it, as far as the educational experience?
It does, but, one year we had a student who was valedictorian who was homeless. I mean, things like that. I mean, our students, our goal is that every student can be the very best that they can be. And they can go to any college. We want to prepare them to go to any college, get as many scholarships, to go anywhere and be anything they want to be. That is our vision. That is our goal.
You went to Louisiana Tech out of McGee. What was behind that choice?
My sister, Karen, is 7 years older than I am, and mm-hmm. she wanted to be a pharmacist, so she went to Northeast.
All right.
I was the little sister. I wanted to go to the Northeast. She said, no.
Can't do
you
it.
Go to, if you want to be a teacher, you go to Tech. So I did what I did exactly what she said. Went to Louisiana Tech, and then I wanted to be a librarian. Well, so I came down to Baton Rouge to go to librarian school.
You have another degree from Southeastern, right?
Yes. So that's where I went to. I went for my master's to be a principal.
Right. Well, does it ever get draining? Well, you're managing two schools and a lot of responsibility and a lot of expectations. How much pressure is there?
The first 2 years, the last year, a lot of pressure. But I have a great support system. I have a rock in my husband, so he gets tired of listening, but he listens. And I have two assistant principals at Lee who I've mentored, and I've created that the staff, hired all the teachers at Lee. I have a great support staff at Baton Rouge High. I have a secretary, Peggy Lede, at Baton Rouge High, who I could not have done any of this without her. And I have two assistant principals at Baton Rouge High who have kept things going while I've gone between two schools. And, it was never meant for me to be at both schools forever. It was meant for me to go and get Lee started, and then I eventually will go back to Baton Rouge High.
Right. When does that happen?
Well, that's for Mr. Drake. That's for Warren Drake to decide.
Have Warren Drake on the show.
That's
soon.
Right.
But thank you for joining us today, and congratulations on your spectacular success. Nanette McCann, principal at both Baton Rouge and Lee Magnin High Schools. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me.